The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The death of the manual car matters. We have been demoted from drivers to cargo, so says Simon Hempstall in his Spectator article. But why are people moving away from manual stick shift cars? Joining us now to discuss this is Brenda Bulger, owner of the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny, and Shane O'Donoghue, editor at completecar.ie. I'll come to you first of all, Brenda. Are you seeing more and more people doing their driving lessons and preparing for their driving test in automatic cars? Are you seeing people wanting automatic lessons and moving away from stick shifts altogether?
I would definitely see an increase in demand for it, for sure. And, you know, if somebody is suffering from anxiety and stress over trying to grapple with the clutch and the gears and how that entire system works together, and it's creating huge anxiety for them in terms of not just driving, but their driving test. Of course, if the option for an automatic is there, they're going to take for it. Why wouldn't you opt for something that's going to bring less stress into your life? And in addition to that, all the EVs are automatic. None of the EVs are manual. So we're going to see a huge decline over time in the use of manual cars.
Yeah, and I think that's entirely the direction of travel at the moment. There are two driving tests, aren't there? Am I correct, Brenda, that you can sit a driving test where you do it in an automatic car and you're qualified then to drive an automatic car, but it doesn't qualify you if you do it that way to drive a manual car?
Yeah, that's correct. If you sit your driving test in an automatic, you only qualify to drive automatic cars going forward. However, if you sit your driving test in a manual car, you are covered for both manual and automatic driving going forward.
Is that because we're tacitly admitting that driving an automatic car is way easier than driving a manual gearbox car?
There's less challenges. There's less to do. And to be fair, it gives you more attention to focus on your observations and the traffic around you and the other road users.
Okay, so you think that driving an automatic, not only is it easier, but potentially safer because you're not distracted by things like changing gears? Although changing gears becomes second nature, doesn't it, after a while when you're used to driving a stick shift?
It's supposed to.
That's very diplomatic of you.
I have a habit with mine where I slip a little glasses cover over the gear stick, because when people are learning to drive, they inevitably look at the gear stick to see where the gear is to change the gear, and they're taking their eyes off the road to do that. Whereas with the automatic, it's stop and go. So the rest of your skills can develop a bit better, particularly in the learning stages. But all of that said, I actually just got a phone call earlier before this call from an individual who's been driving automatic for years and feels very comfortable and confident on the road and would like to just acquire the skill of driving a manual, which is rare, but it's nice.
And will that person, Brenda, have to resit their driving test because they're only qualified to drive an automatic?
If they so choose to drive automatics going forward, they absolutely had to go and get their license again to go through and sit their test.
Okay. Tom has texted, and it's an interesting one for you. He says, I still think people should learn to drive in manual transmissions in the event that they were ever in an emergency situation and needed to drive somebody else's car with a manual gearbox. Is that a good point, or is that becoming, I suppose, more and more unlikely as we move forward and as we say, things like EVs are all automatic?
That's the thing. I think once cars evolve and everything becomes an automatic, like a lot of car producers aren't even producing manual cars anymore in the market. And if they are, they're severely declined in what they're producing. So that kind of an argument, I can see where he's coming from with it. But until that transition period comes about, it'll be EVs all the way.
Yeah. Let me bring in Shane O'Donoghue here, editor at completecar.ie. Shane, we're talking about learning to drive in an automatic or in a manual, but in terms of the cars that are being produced, do you think that we're going to end up with a situation where almost no manual cars are going to be produced going forward, other than maybe some very souped up Ferrari or Porsche or something like that?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, Ciara, that that is a trend at the moment. And that's driven by demand. I don't think it's the car manufacturers driving that forward particularly. And it's not just electric cars, actually, hybrids. The advent or the popularity of full hybrids, which are all fully automatic as well, has massively driven this. And they have higher sales than electric cars still. So that's probably more prevalent than pure EVs. Yeah, I think in the future, and actually probably in the next decade, there will be no mass market manual cars. And, you know, so right now, the cheapest cars on the road, the cheapest new cars on the road, let's say, are still manual. But I think in less than a decade, they won't be. But there will, and I'd like to point this out, there will always be manuals, I think, because they're being demanded by car enthusiasts. So Porsche, for example, like you just mentioned, they've basically said they're always going to produce a manual. Ferrari has just introduced a brand new semi-manual car. It's a very sophisticated thing for the first time in a long time, in decades. So there is demand there from a certain cohort of drivers.
Yeah, and I can imagine that. To be honest, I do drive an automatic, but I didn't particularly want to. I didn't want to give up my manual car, but the car I wanted, you couldn't get it in a manual version. But I wonder, I was looking at that about Porsche saying that they were going to, you know, always still have a stick shift car. That's kind of what they're about. But if nobody knows how to drive them anymore, because we're all doing our lessons and we're all doing our tests in automatics, they could have a dwindling market.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's going to be, novelty is the wrong word. It's going to be an enthusiast choice. And that same enthusiast will, you know, go and teach themselves how to drive a manual. The other side, of course, is that classic cars, you know, if somebody ever wants to drive a classic car, they're going to have to learn how to drive a manual. And another thing is, on other parts of the world, there are still a lot of manual cars. So if you travel, and you rent cars or you travel and live abroad, you might still want to drive a manual car. So there are still some reasons to go out and make the effort to get a manual driving license, but is certainly dwindling.
Before I go back to Brenda, can I ask you, Shane, are we seeing the balance tip? At one point, there was definitely much more cars on our roads. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, people used to talk about automatics as things that people drove in America. So it was obviously much more manual cars here. But have we reached a tipping point where it is now more automatics than manuals?
Yes, we have. In fact, I had a quick look at the data there. And in 2010, over 90% of the new cars sold in Ireland were manual. Last year, it was 25%. So that's just new cars we're talking about. But obviously, that has a massive effect on the number of cars in the country.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Brenda, let me just bring you back in briefly. I think one of the reasons I don't really like the idea, despite the fact that I drive an automatic, of people giving up on manual cars and manual lessons and manual driving tests, is it's another skill we're losing and handing over to technology and you know, up there with things like mental arithmetic. I sound like such an old git, but do you know what I mean? Like, there is something to be said for maintaining skills that we once sort of took for granted.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I'm of the same vintage. I can tell you, I still have my manual car. I love it. The idea of surrendering it for the EV is not something I'm going to relish, or the hybrid, but it is the way it's going. And if it's causing somebody to not drive at all, or not want to sit a driving test, or not want to learn to drive because this is such a big thing for them. And I really need to stress how important it is for people to feel comfortable and at ease and not have that stress and anxiety when they're learning to drive. Then why not?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Thank you both for joining us. That is Brenda Bulger, their owner of the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. And that was Shane O'Donoghue, to editor at completecar.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.